relief.com.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, another community connection, this time with a long-standing Bartlesville nonprofit organization and an event coming up real soon on your calendar. As a matter of fact, take out the phone right now, open it up to your calendar, and I'm going to start off with Mary Lynn Mim to give us all the details. She is chairman of the board for OKM Music, formerly OK Mozart. And first of all, Mary Lynn, thanks for coming in this morning. We got some things coming up.
Thank you for having us. Yes, we are very excited to have for our seventh running year, Oktoberfest, which is coming up on October 6th, will be held down at the Aurora Building between 4th and 5th on Dewey Avenue from 4 to 11. So we hope to see all of our friends back out there again this year.
I'm sure all the fun and excitement of Oktoberfest, which actually started in Munich a couple of weeks ago, is going to be again downtown Bartlesville.
Yes, sir. It is a wonderful traditional German folk festival celebrating German culture and folk traditions. We have a ton of games for adults that are very traditional that we think have been beloved in the past with our Hammerschlagen game. Mm-hmm. That's where you take a nice hammer and a piece of wood, have to drive it in straight, and then get rewarded with a Jägermeister shot if you're over 21, and the entry for a little drawing of a prize at the end of it if you're not over 21. Then we certainly have new this year, we're excited, we have our Bierstein race, mm-hmm. we have a Brat Toss. Both of those will be team events,
okay.
and so those are going to be fun. We also have our traditional polka dance contest, or otherwise maybe known for some as the chicken dance, to go along with the traditional polka dancing.
Well, and I worked at a radio station in Illinois for a while, and it was a very heavily German but also Polish Yugoslavian area, and I learned the difference between Polish polkas and German polkas real quick.
I think it's fantastic because we also have the GAST, or the German American Society of Tulsa, dancers coming. Mm-hmm. So they actually know what they're doing. They teach the crowd and the guests how to do the traditional polka dancing. But somehow in America, we are born with knowing how to do the chicken dance. And so then, of course, everyone joins in on the chicken dance. We also have a costume contest. So we encourage everyone to dress in their lederhosen and to come out with their hats and fantastic chicken wear and mm-hmm. anything that will get them a prize. And then we have maybe the hardest part of our adult game competition, which is the Bierstein holding contest. And that's, of course, where you have to hold 1 liter of beer in a sort of very heavy glass mug, and there are all these rules where you can't do certain things with your fingers and bend your arm, and the person standing the longest holding their arm out straight without spilling a drop of beer, of course, wins. Last year we had planned for women and then men to have different competitions, but it ended up being all sexes together, and we actually had a local yoga instructor win. Mm-hmm. She was fantastic and beat those guys with every bit of her might, so we're super excited to have that again.
If you're curious as to how much a liter of beer weighs, the metric system, one of those things that you can like it or not like it, but mathematically it all works. 1 liter of water, and I'm sure beer weighs something close to water, 1 liter of water weighs 1 kilogram. So it works out that way.
I know from watching the faces of the young men and women who participate, after about a minute, it gets very heavy.
It does. That's the other thing, of course, if you're holding it out with a straight arm, you've locked your elbow, and all the weight suddenly is on your shoulder. So,
we are also very excited, and I'm going to let Ryan talk about the children's programming. I've brought Ryan Martin with us, who is our marketing aficionado expert. He's fantastic.
He has fun with it, I'll say that for him.
He does.
Really do, yes.
Martin, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. So we have so many activities for the adults, but what is Oktoberfest without activities for the kids? Mm-hmm. And we have so many activities this year. Some of them are returning from last year. But the kids, they can play Torwant, which is like a traditional soccer game. We have a kazoo parade. They can play Pick the Duck or even get their paces painted. I worded that wrong. Get their faces painted.
Wait, it could be depending on how many beverages mom and dad have.
But really exciting that we are really pumped about the staff at OKM. This year we're bringing a professional theater from Dallas. They are a puppet theater, the Le Theater de Marionnettes, mm-hmm. and they're going to be doing a show of Hansel and Gretel in our Ambler Hall. And so we are so excited. And this is a very professional company. They go full with the costumes and the makeup of the puppets. So there's going to be two showings of Hansel and Gretel in Ambler Hall. And this is a must-see event. We are so excited to be able to bring them from Dallas. So
story,
not just for the kids,
the
adults as well.
The story will be told in English, right?
Oh, I hope so.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. If you're bringing them in from Dallas, and this is something that I think the kids are going to have a lot of fun with.
Oh, they definitely will. Not just kids. I'm excited to watch them, and I'm an adult. So
I think the really fun thing is that it's a very interactive puppet show. The children will sit on the floor, and the puppets kind of walk through the crowd. The twist to this Hansel and Gretel feature is that the witch is sort of silly. She's not scary, and apparently she turns into a sugar cookie at the very end. So it's something that the kids can cheer on. We're also really excited about this puppet company because they will also be going to St. John's School. OKM Music wants to give back to the community, and this is one of our opportunities to be able to do so. And so at 2 p.m., the Friday before our Oktoberfest on October 5th, the Marionette Company will be going to St. John's to perform for all the children there, and they will do a puppet show sort of workshop where the kids get to play with the puppets and sort of learn the techniques behind it. Mm-hmm. Also, at Oktoberfest, they will be doing the same thing. We'll have two showings, one at 6:30 and one at 7:30, but after each of those shows, they will also do a workshop where kids are able to touch the puppets and learn how to make them walk and talk and how all of that works. I also understand that at Oktoberfest, they will be selling their puppets. So mom and dad may want to bring a little extra money for maybe an early Christmas present.
I'm going to say you may be able to make some confidential arrangement with the sale so that it's not done, I'll say, in public. those puppets could appear as a surprise gift as opposed to something that the youngsters might already know they're getting.
That is very, mm-hmm. that is very true.
We're talking with the folks from OKM Music this morning, and we will continue coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
We're talking with the folks from OKM Music this morning, talking about Oktoberfest and things that are coming up. And I know later on we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about your Christmas market, but again, another opportunity for just downtown Bartles Hill and for people to get excited about the fact that it's not just a festival in June.
That is correct. We have so much more added to our programming. Year-round children's programming. We, of course, have Oktoberfest in October, the Chris Kindle Market in December. We have a typical traditional patrons party in January. We have our kickoff sometime in late winter, early spring. And then we hope to continue the tradition we started this year of pop-up concerts. Mm-hmm. And because of the word pop-up, you never know when they're going to happen. They just pop up. And they may be at a local business. They may be at a local venue downtown, a restaurant. Could be at your house, Charlie. You never know where the pop-up concerts will be.
I'm not sure my front yard is that big, but we can expand it into the backyard if I have to.
Perfect. No, we're really excited, though, to be able to offer the children's programming. So many games for the kids this year as well. We have other puppet tiers. We have a kazoo parade. We have the face painting, as Ryan mentioned. We have the schlute, which I know I'm pronouncing this wrong, but it's a traditional cone that a first grader would be given with school supplies in Germany. And they range from sort of, if you imagine, a little larger than a waffle cone all the way up to the size of half the size of a torso of a child. I mean, they are just, they get ginormous. And so the kids will be able to take these cones, decorate them, and then fill them with some minimal school supplies of like erasers, fun pencils, just some little kind of knick-knack stickers, maybe some candy. But also this year, new to our event, is a big, fun, bouncy house. And so I think the kids will really like that. I know some of our staff would also like to be able to jump in it. So we'll have to see what the weight restrictions are. But we're excited to have that. And then, of course, what would Oktoberfest be without the amazing food that we're going to have provided by Shorty's? I mean, I'm sorry, Shorty's is not able to be with us this year. I'm sorry. Price Meat Market, Rolling Pin, and Max's Lunchbox.
Well, Price's Meat Market, I have no doubt, will be able to provide, I don't know specifically, but they could be providing bratwurst, they could be providing Wiener Schnitzel, Jaeger Schnitzel, a lot of other things, rouladen, whatever they might be doing for you. It'll be good, whatever.
Yes, sir. Dean is very excited and, of course, has fantastic sausages with the sauerkrauts and sandwiches. I know from the Rolling Pin, Susan will be doing her amazing traditional German sandwiches. She'll also be doing pretzels, homemade pretzels. I'm not sure if she'll be doing the savory strudel again, but she'll have many German pastries that we can certainly eat, and we're very excited about that. Max's Lunchbox will also be doing some German fare, and I think we'll also be bringing a little bit of American fare to the mix, just especially because we have so many children coming. Children maybe might prefer more of a nacho hot dog type of thing versus some of the traditional German food, so we want to make sure we have something for everyone.
Of course. I mean, it's not that much of a change from bratwurst to vice versa or a hot dog. You
know? Correct. Okay. Correct. It's just all about what you call it.
Exactly.
And then, of course, we also have our very popular beer and wine and garden tent. Mm-hmm. So this year we're very excited to, again, have Sam Adams Oktoberfest. We have Wursteiner beer. We will also have an American light beer for those who maybe don't like the heavier Oktoberfest type of beers.
Well, try one. You're missing out on some good beer.
It is very good. We promise to have plenty.
I wasn't in Germany nearly long enough. I fault the Air Force for that.
Oh, there you go. We promise to have plenty of kegs this year. Last year we ran out of our beloved Sam Adams, but this year we have numerous more than doubled kegs coming, so we think that will be a good. We have wine and then a few signature cocktails to honor our Bavarian festival, and I think it's going to be pretty spectacular.
It is. And we mentioned some of the other events. I also want to mention, just because the calendar has got us, you know, down to less than 90 days to Christmas, which means end of the year tax planning is coming about. And certainly if you want to support your community with your tax dollars, yes, there are other organizations, but I'm talking to OKM right now. And what better way to support the arts in our community than to think of OKM?
Thank you, Charlie. And we're sort of excited this year. We have the idea, we partner, of course, in trying to do the Green Country tickets. And so this year we have the idea that if folks want to make their donation early to OKM Music, that in return they will get their Green Country tickets for the drawing. And so it's kind of a win-win for both parties. We'll be sending out our fall mailer, which is our year-end mailer, in the next couple of weeks. And so hopefully if people participate in that and or come by the office and make their donation when the Green Country tickets are ready for distribution, they will get their tickets.
Sounds like a great idea, and that means I can call out a winner from OKM. That's wonderful.
We certainly hope so.
I enjoy talking with the grand prize winners. There's a dozen of them every year, and the stories behind those winners are always fun. There's always somebody that, oh, we've never taken a vacation before, and they happen to get the vacation package. Or, you know, there was one year that they were having some financial troubles and were behind on bills, and they won the $5,000. It just, whatever, there's always at least one or two outstanding stories from that morning of giving away the prizes.
Well, and we'd also like to invite, certainly we want guests to attend our events, but we really also want to partner with the community. And so if there's anyone out there that has an interest in music, has a passion for it, and also has a passion for making the community a better place, then certainly we welcome volunteers. venues. We welcome businesses to partner with us. We welcome patrons to continue supporting us. But we want to be a collaborative effort, and we certainly want to be a community partner to share the experience and improve the quality of life in Bartlesville to the best of our organization's ability. So we really do welcome folks to visit our website, to come down to the office and visit with one of the staff members and just get involved. It's your community, it's your organization, we're here for you, and we can only do what you guys want as far as the community goes if they tell us. So we certainly welcome as much community participation as possible.
Well, I know you're on Facebook, and I got the some of the information from going to your website. Ryan, you've been busy with the website, I think.
Oh, I definitely have. Between that and social media, this job keeps me busy.
As far as telling the OKM story, does it ever get tired of telling a story?
It never does. With OKM, compared to other organizations, we're so passionate about what we do in the office. The idea of bringing music alive to children in this community, to bringing these events and bringing artists from all over the world to the city of Bartlesville, such a small city, but the amount of talent that we're able to bring here is so exciting. I never get tired talking about this. Even with my friends at college, I brag about OKM all the time. It's a great organization.
Well, Ryan, I'll bet there are more opportunities coming up for the Oktoberfest we haven't talked about yet. What else is on the
definitely. So this year we have a really exciting raffle going on. And so people have the opportunity to buy raffle tickets for only $10. And we have five different prizes this year. We have an Apple Watch. We have Apple AirPods, which are very, very popular. I still have not gotten my hands on one. I might buy a raffle ticket myself.
I still find myself much more in a wired environment. But the nice thing about the pods is you don't have to.
No cords. Yeah, they're great. But we also have a Yeti filled with nothing but German goodies. And I've seen the Yeti. There's so much going on in there.
Yeah.
So that's another. All of our raffles are really great. And then we also have a tub filled with such a wide variety of German beers. And then our last raffle, we have a signed print by artist Larry Dyke. And he painted The Morning at the 16th, and it is beautiful. It is in Mary Lynn's office right now. Each time I go in there, I just can't stop staring.
She knows she has to give it up sooner or later.
Unfortunately, she has to. She agreed.
Well, that's all that matters, and we've got it at least on record here that she agreed. So, not from her, but we'll trust you.
I've agreed.
Okay. Well, so that can end up in somebody's home.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And again, raffle tickets are only $10, so buy one, buy 10. Let's get rid of some of these great products.
Like raffles, I assume you need to be present to win.
You do.
I want to get that out because otherwise I want people to understand the rules. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, buy your tickets. You walk in the front door at OKM and buy your tickets. Is there another way to do that?
You can purchase them online. And if you don't like going on the computer, you can simply give us a phone call, 918-336-9900. And one of our staff members will be happy to help you over the phone and get your tickets.
Yeah, but if you walk in the front door, you get to see the picture.
Oh, definitely.
Or check it out at okmmusic.org.
Yes. Sounds like a great deal. okmmusic.org. Buy your tickets, and of course, you'll have a lot of fun in the process. And you've got a tradition to follow, and again, things continue to evolve with new ideas, whether it's the Chris Kindle Market, whether it's how the Oktoberfest changes and evolves, something new every year.
Definitely.
And yet following the traditions of great music, great entertainment at a great price.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking on that note, Charlie, I forgot to mention that performing for us at Oktoberfest will be the German American Society of Tulsa, the Gastblaskapelle, and then also Max Schnell, which is sort of a smaller membership of the Gastblaskapelle. They are 40 in number. And then we take it down to Max Schnell, who are about 10 to 12 members of maybe the more diehard polka band members. Mm-hmm. And they will both be performing. And like I said, the dancers from Gast will also be there.
Sounds like a great idea. Is it a ticketed event? Do you need tickets for Oktoberfest?
It is a ticketed event. You can either buy your tickets online or you can buy your tickets at the gate. It's $10 for adults, $5 for children, or a family of four. So two adults, two children is a ticket price of $24.
Sounds like a great deal. And of course, you're supporting a wonderful organization with roots here in Bartlesville. I can nearly guarantee you that you'll have fun.
Oh, we hope so.
there's just some stick in the mud someplace at every event. But I can nearly guarantee you're going to have fun, and you will definitely appreciate the food.
Thank you very much for coming.
Mary Lynn Mim and Ryan Martin this morning. OKM, get your tickets for Oktoberfest coming up real soon.
Missed consumer calls? Catch the archived week of shows at Bart.